Chavez. Welcome back to an episode of the Black Lab Podcast. Today we're covering freedom. What is freedom? The anatomy of freedom. How you earn freedom. And what freedom comes to. So guys, let's get into this shit right now. Here we go. So first of all, I want to play a song here so my words and my communication will be delivered exactly as it should be. So pardon me just a moment. We're going to listen to this short clip of a song and then dive right into it, okay?
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Said he will do, he will stand by your word.
He
There just ain't one. Although they've said a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
All right, guys, let's get into what freedom really is. Freedom, by definition, is the power to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. But realize that freedom is just a microcosm of a bigger cycle. That cycle is the anatomy of a game called life. Life is based off of barriers, purposes, and freedom. How does one achieve that? By understanding your role, what you want to achieve, the barriers, or the rules, and working within the confinement, those areas to achieve betterment for yourself, for your family, for your group, etc. Look at the fact that in today's society, we have freedom. But is freedom just an illusion created by you and your mind? The factor that you are not doing anything, understanding that every person has a purpose that they want to achieve in their life. Realize that freedom is not something that you're necessarily born with, but something that you have to earn through hard work, education, understanding, doing things, making mistakes, etc. The mistakes part you can leave out of it if you're really educated. You understand that every person has a natural ability to do and speak and understand what is natural and what is right within the laws of God, the laws of man that keep us as humans clothed in flesh, or us as people working in the right format. So to go off into it even more, how many of us sit here in a room and realize that for years now, we have literally destroyed our own lives, our families' lives, our kids' lives, the lives of others, socially, a country, a city, a planet, because we have not clearly defined our barriers and purposes and worked along it. Realize that anybody who breaks the purposes of why you want to achieve something, or your barriers of why you want to achieve anything, that is a criminal. Give a basic example, realize that a purpose could be that Kobe Bryant or LeBron James wanted to be an NBA player. They went and studied. They practiced. They understood barriers of not taking drugs, not doing this, not doing that. And they worked in that mainframe of being able to handle what they wanted, and they achieved it because of the game of life. When people do not clearly define their purpose, then you have been misled. Just realize all this. I am African American. Just realize all this stuff here of BLM, gay rights, you know, women's rights, whatever right that you want to have. There is no problem with you wanting rights. The problem is your purposes and your barriers are not aligned to increase freedom of yourself, other people. It's only included to increase the freedom for you to do what you want without responsibility. Responsibility and accountancy goes hand in hand. What you're doing and trying to achieve to play this game of call life. How many kids go to school and don't understand why they're at school for? How many teenagers get a job or go to church, do anything without understanding the purposes and barriers and freedoms behind what they want to achieve? How many people want to live life with no accountants? You look around your own city, your own state, your own country, realize that we are held to a level of freedom to where we do and think what we want without responsibility. The person understood the anatomy of why it is that at once time believed in God, church was strong, family was strong, we had picnics, all these different things, right? Because we as ourselves believed and we knew what freedom was. But as society and any individual in a group deviates from the laws of God, man, etc., or the laws of the physical universe that we live in, because you want to be daring, you want to be an idiot, to put it blankly, and deviate, the universe kicks you right back and tells you it's not okay. How many plagues have we had because people weren't being clean or people were doing things? How many times have you had a guy has a wife and a kid, got married, knowing the rule, game of life that he wanted to create in that area, decided to go to the strip club? He decided that he wanted to watch porn. He decided that he wanted to cheat on his wife or vice versa, thus destroying life itself. And then taking no responsibility for his or her actions because of freedom. Realize that freedom is a two-edged sword that can be used to promote or destroy life as we know it, because life can be the equivalent of you creating something as a game or as an interest that you want to achieve. Realize that infinite freedom with no purposes are clearly defined, no barriers that are clearly defined help enhance yourself, your family, etc., are destructive. Look at the fact that you have a man who is heterosexual. Like I said, that goes to the strip club and cheats on his wife. Realize that because of this action, you have a person who is no longer capable of participating in life. Because of that, he has work trouble. His wife leaves him. He has bankruptcy. Realize that you have the person who is a stripper. She lives in a freaking condo, millions of dollars, OnlyFans. Realize she's high on cocaine. She smokes weed. She drinks. She has all these things to prevent herself from looking at what she's doing because she wanted freedom without responsibility. Because her barriers, her purposes weren't clearly defined. Realize that she had, every human being is born with the ability to know what's right or wrong. And when you deviate and you break it apart, you begin to basically lower and lessen your ability to have freedom with responsibility, which in turn makes you nothing more but the effect of your environment. So I have to go smoke a little bit of weed. I have to take some cocaine. I have to drink a little bit. I have to do this and this and this. Cope with society because I am not responsible for the freedom that I'm given because I don't want to be educated, or I just don't give a damn. I want you to take one brief moment, look around in your environment, look at yourself, I look at myself, and realize that if we truly, truly want to have an environment where we can sit here, communicate, collaborate, enhance our environment. How many people say that we want peace? And people say that we don't want no war. But yet you go and support a group that breaks down statues, that breaks into Apple Store and steals phones. Yet you support groups of people that feel that they have a right to say and do what they please, but without a countenance for a person that they're talking to. Realize, as a great quote, every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Realize that everything that you do out of freedom, no responsibility, destroys yourself and your environment because you are no longer willing to do what's right. You're only willing to do what you want. And what you want is destructive. Do you know what's happening is? The environment is eating itself. It's almost like a kid who is allowed to sit in front of a room who eats all day and plays video games and works. Eventually, as he progresses, he gets fatter and fatter, fatter. His mind is no longer able to cope with the environment. And next thing you know, he's on medication for this and that and that. Realize that freedom isn't the problem. It's responsibility. Responsibility for your actions and clearly defining your own personal purposes and barriers for you doing what you do and living a life that you want to live allows people to understand who you are. From there, we can then tell you whether we decide that you are going to promote, make this country, your city, your state, your group, relationship, yourself, a better person. I'm not going to stay long on this subject, but guys, how we can handle this is to realize that we have to understand that our little mental things, our little things that we wanting to make people wrong because we don't want to confront what we did that was wrong. Us running our mouth and saying we have to go to war or attack somebody over childish things. Us doing things that are going to destroy us because we think that we have freedom, that responsibility, and purposes. It's the ultimate guideline of why we have prisons or we have people overdosing. Guys, look at it and stride and realize that I'm no longer okay with people listening to this podcast that don't want to help themselves. They don't want to increase their understanding. They don't want to clearly define their barriers and purposes and live along the line of enhancing themselves without having to have a chemical romance or any type of dancing in terms of being affiliated with something. Does it help yourself and others? But guys, this here is Metal Rider with the Black Light Podcast. I thank you for listening. And just remember, always a black lie. And one of the biggest lies is there is no freedom. You don't take responsibility. Biggest lie is responsibility. Every story, Bible, Greek mythology, anything you want to believe is freedom. That responsibility is the quickest way to fall and destroy yourself and others. Take care of yourself. And peace.